Congratulations. A good victory for you guys. It was wire to wire. Fought a little adversity there in that first half, but you guys survived it, and you weathered the storm, and you got the 8-point victory here tonight. And this is a great team win for you guys.
It is. We had to go a little deeper on the bench, you know, obviously, with the foul trouble, but it was kind of a bloodbath. It was like a wrestling match out there for a while. You know, the beginning of the game started off so slow, nobody had scored for like 3 minutes, and then, you know, we look up, and it's 10-3, you know, in the fouls, and we've got several guys with two, a couple with three, and it's, you know, trying to find that next guy up, you know, on the bench that can come in and do a job for a couple minutes. But, you know, I thought Parker was huge at the line. Mm-hmm. Just throughout the game, you know, sitting on the bench forever because he was in foul trouble and coming in and making some big free throws. You know, so I thought he was real big for us tonight. And, you know, really, I thought everybody kind of did a little bit. so it was good to get that win. And you know, we needed a win like that where it was, you know, it wasn't the prettiest thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, anything like the last time we went down to Holcomb where just everything went right for us and everything that could go wrong for them did. You know, it was a battle. It was tight, you know, for quite some time, pretty much the whole game. And we were able to pull it out, and it's just a big win for our guys.
You mentioned about Parker making some timely plays here tonight. He's really come up big for you guys with some runs in the fourth quarter. Tonight he goes to the line in the fourth quarter six times, hits five of them, and, you know, he's been struggling at the line this year, but he's really been staying focused at the line.
He does, and, you know, he's such a good kid when it, you know, as far as a team player, you know, he wants to be coached. He wants to know what's going wrong with certain things, and, you know, that comes with a little bit of extra time, you know, stepping up. But those are tough shots, especially, you know, obviously he was in the flow late in the fourth quarter when he went to the line, but, you know, it could play mind tricks when you're sitting there at the line by yourself and in clutch point, you know, situations. And I thought he did a great job stepping up, and, you know, he did struggle early on this season, but as of late, he's really been, you know, shooting the ball well from the free throw line. And that's the, you know, the one thing he has to understand is we can't do what we want to do this season with him sitting on the bench that long. You know, and the first foul he gets down there, you know, we'll take that, you know, being aggressive, he gets the charge, but then the next one, you got to learn from it and, just be a little bit smarter, come to the, you know, jump stop, make a pass or finish over the top. So, glad to see him, you know, still staying aggressive. And I thought he got that and one down there, which is a real nice spin move, but, you know, it got caught on the ground, but he went to the line and knocked him down. So, you know, real clutch, you know, out of him. And we got the stops when we needed to. You know, it wasn't always pretty, but we did what we needed to do tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, I thought the defense played pretty good for the most part. You made their leading scorers, you know, Stoppel. He ended up with 21, but those are some very hard-earned 21 points. And Zephyr Mason got into foul trouble there in the second half as well, and he ended up with 13. But those are some hard-earned points for them.
Yeah, they were. And those two guys are both, you know, extremely athletic. And Jackson might be as quick as anybody we play, you know, getting to the basket. And we got in foul trouble, and he just kept attacking us downhill, which is, you know, smart on his part and Chad's part as well, you know, playing to, you know, the situation. And we were having a tough time keeping him out of there. I mean, we were usually in pretty good shape, and then, you know, he got that second little burst, and it either set up a foul or, you know, he'd finish. But, you know, Zephyn is very hard to guard in the mid post, mainly off of dribble drives, you know, because he can elevate. He can get up over the top of you, and he's got such soft touch that it does become, you know, difficult. And I thought a big thing, you know, for us, not looking at their stats, and I don't know exactly what all of their players did, but I think we made the two guys that we were worried about, you know, they might have got theirs, but we had to limit, you know, the outside shooting from the bench players. And, you know, I'm sure we gave up a couple threes to the bench players, but as of late, they've been really shooting the ball well from the outside, and guys coming off the bench and doing it. So I thought we did a good job of not letting those guys, you know, play a part in tonight's game.
This is a big win. You guys get to 10 wins here, and Scott City, for about this, I believe it's the 17th straight year here, has at least 10 wins in a season. That's pretty amazing for this program, and it gets a 5-4 in the conference play. You're now sitting in third place. Go up, wrap up the regular season on Tuesday night at Goodland.
Yeah. Scott City's got a very rich basketball tradition and history, and so it's really fun to coach here. There's a lot of expectation. There's a lot of I don't want to say pressure because I kind of enjoy that part of it, but it makes it exciting. You know that fans are going to come support you, and they want the best product on the floor. So we got to try to do that. And looking into the last regular season game going to Goodland, we had talked to our players that we're going to turn these three games into a sub-state type deal, a quarterfinal, a semi, and a final. So we've made our way to the finals on Tuesday is how we're approaching it, and we just need to take care of business up there, because obviously they've got a couple kids that can really get hot, and we haven't been so great defending them in the last two times we played them. So hopefully we can do a little bit better, but we've got to continue to build, because our season's not over. No. And we just got to keep getting better at practice, and Tuesday it'll be a good game. I don't think there's a whole lot of nights off in our league.
Absolutely not. And great way for the seniors to go out there playing their final games here, and they all contributed well, and they were all in double figures tonight.
Oh, perfect.
Came in, so even better.
That's what we were trying to do.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great win here tonight against a pretty good Holcomb team, and we'll talk to you next week, and thanks again for joining me here.
All right, thanks, Adam.